Hi, my name is Elijah. I will be playing Leon and Spypad.
Hi, my name's Darcy. I'll be Zach and the Spypad. He hears the story of Zach Powell's moon trip. That's the GIP logo on my computer screen. They must need me. Your code name is Rockstar. Look in the heel of your boot. A small disc. Awesome. It's a GIP disc. I will put it into my spy pad. Cool. GIP wants me to test drive some new gadgets. A Star Master and a space suit. They sound cool.
Beep, beep, beep. Stay in the space dodge game unit.
The floor is moving. Now I am in a secret room.
Hello, Zach. It's about time you got here. We need you to test drive some gadgets.
Great spot for a GIP test lab under my favorite game. Very clever. What do I have to do?
I'll just bring in the Star Master and then I'll tell you. Here is its GIB's latest spacecraft. It is the smallest spaceship in the world. You'll be taking it for a test run, Zach.
Awesome! I can't wait to fly this at top speed. It looks like a jet flatter.
Here, Zach, this suit you'll need it where you're going.
What does that mean? Where am I going?
This is the jet black space suit. GIB needs you for a mission to the moon.
Awesome!
The spacesuit is perfect for hiding in space. No one will see you. It's heated, so it will keep you warm and safe. Space can be very cold all the time. Controls are on the belt. There's a pocket for your spy pad and your iPod.
Cool, Leon.
Now I will turn on the Star Master control panel on the screen. That's the GIB space station on the moon. Do you notice anything strange about it, Zach?
It's covered in some soft of goo. Sort of goo. What's all that stuff on the space station?
Deadly moon sludge. It's a space goo that sticks to things and eats it. And it eats whatever it sticks to. In just 3 hours, it will eat up the whole space station.
That's terrible.
We need you to test drive the Star Master and the spacesuit, and GIB needs you to ride off the moon sludge. Put the spacesuit on, Zach. We'll get you ready for takeoff.
All set.
Now climb back into the cockpit and do your seatbelt up. Here's a box of choc mallow puffs for you to eat.
Thanks, Leon. These are my favorite. I'll probably get hungry cleaning off goo off. It is hard work.
Don't eat them all at once, Zach. You might need them.
You sound like Mum.
Off you go. Don't forget to do your test drive report, Zach, and good luck with your deadly moon sludge.
I love test driving gadgets, but I don't like writing reports. By Leon, later. The Star master can fly itself. Leon is great at making villagers. I think I will have a chocomelon path. Crash! Something has hit the spaceship. Its star rocks are coming straight for the Star Master. And fast, this is just like playing space dodge, but way more fun. I would have got a top score. I didn't get hit once. I can't see the moon. And the space station is right in front of me. I can see the moon slide. How will I get rid of it?
Zach, I just found out that chocomelon puffs can melt moon sludge. I hope you didn't eat them all. You have 2 minutes left to finish the mission. Hurry!
I wish Leon had told me that before. I ate most of them. I will put some on the sludge. They are starting to grow. And that the sludge is melting. Wow, awesome. And there's still a few chocomelon puffs left. But if they eat moon sludge, they might not be good for me.
Don't worry. Chocomelon puffs do funny things to space sludge, but they're fine to eat. And don't forget, write your report.
I know.
Thank you for hearing us do this.
And thank you for listening to this story
called Zach Powers, Zach's Moon Trip. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.